also available on
Kira. Welcome to Reset Radio, brought to you by ARCC and Planet FM. This is your host Asif Rajput Bhatti, and you're listening us live from Auckland. Man, and this is week has been so chill, right, guys? So last week I promised you that we are having the World Refugee Day next month, so we'll be celebrating that on the 18th or the 19th. Still, we haven't decided the dates yet, but trust me, it's going to be a blast of a event. So if you guys missed the ARCC neighborhood dinner, this is your chance, and keep listening ARCC Reset Radio, and we'll give you the dates, time and location, not in this show but in the next show. So sorry I'm for being cheeky, but keep listening ARCC Reset Radio, and we'll be right back this fresh music. was no longer a peaceful city. The rivalry between the Sinhalese people and the Tamils got worse. Dad escaped India by boat because he feels unsafe. As the situation deteriorated throughout the nation, my mother one day gathered us together and said, "We have to flee India by boat." The situation was that waiting to leave the country had to avoid being seen by the army patrolling the sea. Mom and uncle paid for the boat. Before we jump into the boat, my uncle said, "First, let me go on the boat because I'm feeling it's not safe to leave for you." And we agreed. 30 minutes later, after he went to the boat to check it out, the army blew his boat up. Wow. To listen to more of this story, keep listening to ARCC Reset Radio. This is your host, Asif Rajput-Patti, and you're listening us live from Auckland. As we promised before going on a break, we'll have a sneak peek of the book, Our Stories, Our Vices, Our Identities. So we have launched this book on ARCC neighborhood dinner couple of weeks ago on the 13th of May 2022. To order this book, go to arcc.com and click on shop. Just go ahead and buy this book. This book, we are not selling it for any kind of business. This is just the printing and the handling cost and the delivery cost. So this is just, you can buy this for $35 and you'll get it on your doorsteps within 3 to 5 working days. Otherwise, just if you want a shorter link, go to bit.ly/30ARCC. bit.ly/30ARCC. And you can order this book online today. Okay, the story that I was reading, and it was just a trailer for you guys. And I'm gonna read that story today of Sasikala Sayyid Nematullah. Sasikala Nematullah says, "I came to New Zealand 4 years ago from Sri Lanka. I was born in Sri Lanka but grew up as a refugee in India. Our country went through so much political instability even before I was born. I escaped to India, was repatriated to Sri Lanka, and escaped to India again only to return to Sri Lanka to set off for New Zealand. Memories of past horrors are still fresh in my mind while I enjoy peace in my new home. As a child, I started going to school in Mailidi, my birthplace. Mailidi is a small city in northern Sri Lanka. In Mailidi, things were calm until I got to second grade. Two main Sri Lankan ethnicities, Sinhalese and Tamil, started problems after. First, it was a non-violent struggle between the two main ethnic groups, but later it evolved into a violent after the Tamils formed the Liberation Tigers, the Tamil Eelam, LTTE, to fight Sinhalese administration. As a little girl, I didn't know much about the story behind the political unrest, but I knew something was not right. When there's a problem, army moves around with their truck. I always saw them moving around because our house was located on the main road. We were often disturbed, which was very annoying. There was an accident where a man who was chased by the army at night jumped over our fence and hid in our house. The soldier came to our house looking for him. They saw him when he climbed over fence. My father was not at home that night, only 4 children and my mother. They threatened our mother and demanded that man should be handed over. Interestingly, my mother stood her ground, saying no one had entered the house. Regardless of the pressure, she didn't back down from protecting the mysterious man. As my mother was aware that armies chased people for no reason at night, she didn't surrender him. Our house was sanctuary to many people who ran away from the streets, justice almost every night. My lady was no longer a peaceful city, and the rivalry between the Sinhalese people and the Tamil got worse. Dad escaped to India by boat because he was unsafe. After Dad left, the insecurity heightened and our house was not a safe place for us. The mom decided to relocate us to auntie's house, which was somewhat calmer, and we lived with her for about 10 months. As situation deteriorated throughout the nation, my mother one day gathered us together and said we have to flee to India by boat. There is no choice left for us living here. We agreed, but we couldn't get our passport from the city where we had lived. So we planned to flee to India by boat. There was a lot of planning to be done. The sea must be secure for escape. The situation was that those wanting to leave the country had to avoid being seen by the army patrolling the area. They were always on the lookout for any runaway. Mom and uncle paid for the boat that could smuggle us. Before getting into the boat, my uncle alerted us that he didn't feel secure and safe about the day. His instinct were telling him that something bad is going to happen. He told us, "First, let me go to the boat and see if it's safe for us to leave. We'll go." We agreed to this. 30 minutes after he went to the boat to check out the army, the army just blew the boat up. We heard a thundering blast and we saw a huge flame from burning boat, and we knew he was inside. He was blown up with the others. His body couldn't be recovered. It was such a traumatic moment for me as a child to see a close relative dying in such an inhumane manner. The ruthless way my uncle was killed is something that will always stay with me. Even now, at the age of 40, I still see a clear picture of him and how he died. Due to my uncle's tragic death, Mom canceled the trip. The family was grieving. After a few months, we fled to India as refugees. As a new child in India, I struggled with many things. The new place, the new people, and no relatives. Everything was new. Keep listening, ARCC Reset Radio, and we'll be back after the short music break.
Welcome to the success party of my best friend, Jobin Nautiyal.
क्या बात है जुबिन? Back to back super hits. पर लड़की किसी में नहीं मिलती है. ये हाल सिर्फ वीडियो में ही है या रियल लाइफ में भी? ये दिल ऐसी गलती नहीं है.
ये हमने सोच रखा था मोहब्बत ना करेंगे हम. किसी को दिल नहीं देंगे किसी पे ना मरेंगे हम. ये हमने सोच रखा था मोहब्बत ना करेंगे हम. किसी को दिल नहीं देंगे किसी पे ना मरेंगे हम. तुम्हारी मस्त आँखों ने ये कैसा हाल कर डाला. ये दिल चीज क्या है मांगो तो जान देंगे हम. पलट के इश्क की गलियों से जाना है बड़ा मुश्किल. दिल गलती कर बैठा है. गलती कर बैठा है दिल. दिल गलती कर बैठा है. गलती कर बैठा है दिल. दिल गलती कर बैठा. ठुकरा दो उन्हें हक फैसले का है हमें क्या पूछते हो तुम हमारे हाथ में क्या है कि हम तो कर चुके जाना तुम्हें हर सांस में शामिल दिल गलती कर बैठा है गलती कर बैठा है दिल दिल गलती कर बैठा है गलती कर बैठा है दिल दिल गलती कर बैठा गलती कर बैठा है
झुकाए तू मुस्कुराए उसको सताए तेरी अदा तेरी अदा पलके झुकाए तू मुस्कुराए उसको सताए तेरी अदा तेरी अदा नींद एक पल नहीं मुझको सोचो मैं गई तुझको ये क्या तेरा मुख हसी जादू
प्लीज शादी मत करो
प्लीज
Reset Radio, brought to you by Plant FM and ARCC. This is your host Asif Rajput Bhatti, and you are listening to us live from Auckland. Before we went to a break, we were talking about, and I was reading a story of Shashikala Sayed Nehmatullah, how she became a New Zealander and how did she come here. She was a fan of mathematics. She says, "I love to work with numbers. Sometimes I forgot to eat my meal as I was just really into solving problems. I would go to people's home collecting unwanted newspaper and use them as scrap paper for math calculation. After completing high school, I joined the University of Madras. As well-respected public university in Chennai, India, there I graduated with Bachelor of Business Administration. I studied in Madras full-time and worked part-time. The money from my part-time job helped the family buy food, although it wasn't enough. I was happy with what I added to the table for the family. Life was very demanding for me throughout, but mom's strength and humility moved me forward. I come from a poor background but a humble family. I did not have the opportunity to play with toys as a child because my parents could not afford to buy them for me. I got all the love any child could get from parents. None of us had proper clothes, shoes, or enough food to eat, yet nothing watered down my love for education. I'm happy with all the efforts my mother put into our education for us. Graduated with tertiary degree in India. I owe it all to my mom. Eventually, the winds change began, blow things in a different direction. When my two sisters got an opportunity to settle in New Zealand as Sri Lankan refugees from India, I heard about New Zealand from them. Whenever they called, they admired the beauty of New Zealand and the friendliness of people. They attested that it is the best country in the world to raise children, but I had never heard about New Zealand before. By the time I graduated from university, I got a full-time job as a customer support executive, something equivalent to customer services here. Life then began to improve, but the economy was bad. The price of commodities was skyrocketing. My two sisters in Ukraine surprised me by filling application that would allow me to join them under the refugee family support category. Seeking refuge in third country was exciting news. I was excited to reunify with my sister. I was married to an Indian husband, Sayyid Nematullah. He was working for the police department in India. He couldn't quit his job suddenly to come with us, so I agreed with my husband that I should go without him. I left Sri Lanka with my two kids to renew my passport, retrieve my birth certificate, and get the government clearance as required by Immigration New Zealand. It took me 6 months in Sri Lanka to get all the documents I wanted. I was cleared to travel to Auckland, reunited with my sister. I came to Auckland in December 2013 with my two children, then 14 and 7 years of age. New Zealand is an awesome country. There are so many good things about this great country. I was awed by this friendliness of people where when I first arrived. People here are nice, super polite. A few days after my arrival in Auckland, my sister took me and my family children to a beautiful place. One of the beautiful places that I was visited, Cape Pringle, located at the northern end of the North Island of New Zealand. It was just a magical that was my first experience of the beauty of New Zealand, which my sister used to tell me about over the phone whenever they called. On the negative side, I missed my mom and husband, whom I left in India. I felt very lonely, although my sister were with me. Even I was shown around beautiful Cape Ringa, I sat alone, thinking about them. I felt sad. Apart from my two sisters, I didn't know anyone else in New Zealand. I didn't find any Sri Lankan community in Auckland when I came. My sister accommodated me in her house near Renui, Henderson in West Auckland. When my sister left for work, I stayed indoors lonely and sad. However, I usually found friendly people in the community whenever I step outside the house. They would say hi to me and I would respond. They would ask me, how am I doing? And I ask me where I'm originally from, and we would talk about the weather. Such small talk means a lot to newcomers. Keep listening to RCC Reset Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break and we'll continue the story.
Love. something about this outrageous man. Louder and
niggas won't be the game, but long live the chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long live the chief. Niggas fighting over rain, niggas won't be the game, but long live the chief. Yeah, watch pretty mama while I slay my cane. Long live the chief. Cockroaches in the racks. Hand me downs with the catches. Mama put a little money in the match. Me how to make a silver spoon out of glass. You can either sink, swim, or be the captain. Get the last word, I'ma get the last laugh. Now they say to dinner, why you dressing so classy? I don't want my best dressed day in a casket. You can either leave, follow, or get out the way. Make a fucking move, it will make my fucking day. Got a 100-year plan, you just think about the day. Always been about time, more than been about pay. Y'all run with me, Hussein could've run with me. Chief come to find you, you'll come for me. At best, you could run a little company. Nigga, at worst, I could run the whole country. That's right, pimp game like a brothel. That's why I don't judge a nigga's hustle. I Airbnb the crib like a hostel. Summer rate cheaper, could the streets get hostile? Shot the boy, this far from a hobby boy. So no, I won't record for your homie boy. I turn the party out like a naughty toy. Then I go and hide in plain sight like a lobby boy. Yes, sir. That your dinner on the banner. Body for my niggas getting locked up in a slammer. Elders saying everything's a nail to a hammer. And niggas can't spell, but we know I Instagrammer. Well done, better than we'll see. I read niggas well, a nigga will read. I ain't met nobody smarter. That's why I got admitted, but I still rejected Harvard. I'm the Fresh Prince in a school where they couldn't read. Mama put me in a school with the Kennedys. When I met Bill Clinton, I was 17. But dead presidents is all my niggas need. Got him with the governor's daughter. And the father say, I remind him of Obama. I'm the chief diplomat every day. And I'm black and white, Janelle Monae. It won't be the long little chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long little chief. Niggas fighting over brains, niggas won't be the cane, but long little chief. Now watch pretty mama while I slay my cane. Long little chief.
Welcome back to ARCC Reset Radio, brought to you by Planet FM and ARCC. This is your host Asif Rajput-Patti, and you're listening to us live from Auckland. Before we went on the break, we were reading the story of beloved Sasikala Sayyid Nematullah, which she's originally from Sri Lanka, and she seeked asylum in India. No, she's in New Zealand. Let's jump back into the story. And they would ask me how I was doing, ask me where I came from. We would talk about the weather. Such small talk means a lot to a newcomer. Although I didn't find my Tamil community, I found solace in the community. Renui has been people of West Auckland went an extra mile in friendliness. One of the hardest things as a new immigrant is getting connected to the community. I came to New Zealand not knowing anyone apart from my two sisters. I was bored all day doing nothing. My body used to work. My sister one day said to me, there's a women's group called Wise Collective and the Safari Play Group. Why don't you try to see them? You may find something which is interest you there. Both the Wise Women inspired, strong, empowered, and enterprising collective and Safari Play Group were run by Auckland Regional Migrant Service Arms, now belong Aotearoa. WISE was a partnership project between Aotearoa Resettled Community Coalition and ARMS. I told my sister I would try them out. When I went to ARMS to check out WISE and the playgroup, I was puzzled with the reception I got. I was warmly received by two remarkable ladies, Rosamine and Heather. They engaged me in a friendly conversation and connection took off from there. Heather encouraged me to participate in job search workshop. And I said, brilliant idea. I said, I like the WISE Collective. The combination of its diversity and my love for children brought me closer to WISE and the Safari Playgroup. I started as a volunteer at Safari and WISE 3 days a week. It was like seeing a light after a long period of darkness. It's at the WISE Collective where I first interacted with amazing people from communities that I had never met. Women from Ethiopia, Afghanistan, Eritrea, and Myanmar, you name it. We are like sisters. Heather always gives me a ride to training. She has a golden heart. We became best friends from the outset. While I was volunteering with Women's Project at ARMS, I became a support worker one day a week. It was not a job, but at least it kept me busy. I cared for people who were mentally challenged. Even though the job didn't match my qualification, it was a good idea to make a difference in their lives, people with mental disabilities. I didn't mind getting out there and helping them for a day. Plus, I got paid. I got a job at Pack and Save, cleaning fish in the fish department. I didn't like dealing with fish from when I was a little girl, but who doesn't like to be paid? I worked hard and was determined to my job right. I started fewer than 30 hours a week, but as I worked my fingers to the bone, my hours increased. I will do anything to provide my two young children. Then my friend Heather from WISE surprised me with the good news that WISE Collective was advertising a vacancy. I was very excited. I didn't know what was going on with the women's group at that time because I was working at Pack and Save. It made me hard to stay in touch. The vacancy brought up by the opportunity for me to return to my WISE group. I knew I would get the job because I had the support of the members. I started with 12 hours a week. I don't care about the money side of things. I just love working in WISE. I'm glued to the WISE group and I'm now coordinating for the WISE Collective. The WISE is my family. I don't consider WISE a workplace. It's a family to me as a team of women from diverse backgrounds. We had taken relationship beyond work. We gather every Monday and Friday. We also visit each other's home. We are a family. We also reach out to women who have nothing to do in their community so that they are involved with what we do and our network. That is a social inclusion. You are not integrated when you live in isolation. I met one woman originally from Iraq who couldn't speak English and didn't know anyone. I brought her along and connected her with WISE. From there, she met fellow Iraqi women. She is now part of us, connected with women from different ethnicities too. We are unique at WISE. The woman has not only learned to speak English and expanded her network, but also helping others from her community. This is the beauty of New Zealand, where communities are interconnected. I love my job and I love New Zealand. WISE is my family. I'm WISE and WISE is me. Just like two peas in a pod. WISE made me the kind of a woman I am today. I'm really thankful to ARMS and ARCC for creating Voice. I wouldn't be there if they hadn't. I'm happily reunited with my husband in 2015, but my mom and dad are still in India. Since Immigration New Zealand has altered my family reunification, there is no possibility to bring my parents to be with my two children. Mom is now sad, stressed in India because none of us are there for her. With an empty nest, life is difficult for her. Of course, there is no life without challenges, no matter how well it progresses. As a newcomer from another country, I find it hard. People drive the opposite side of the road. Language barrier to new arrival. I had advantage when I went to, because I went to an English school in India. But still, I had to get used to different accent upon arrival. Kiwi speaks fast, and sometimes I have to ask people to slow down and repeat this statement. I feel the pain of those who don't speak English at all. It is difficult to cope with life when you first come here as a new arrival. But with time, things can get better. There are so many good opportunities in New Zealand for forced migrant communities. Kiwis are really nice people. If I was asked to describe one good thing from the many that I liked about Kiwis, I would say they are very supportive. Support is what newcomer needs, and this is what Kiwis offer. You ask for direction, you get directed. Your car breaks down on the road, everyone comes willingly to help you out. There may be discrimination against non-Kiwis here, but I have never come across discriminatory remarks projected towards me. The system is well organized here. Appointments for kids in health clinic are made without you going there in person, and you show up only when it's time to see the doctor. You cannot receive this sort of outstanding service in Sri Lanka. Equally existing, I don't pay for anything for my children to see doctors. Schools are also free for children. If you receive such rare free service in New Zealand and you say you're not happy, I don't know what else would make you happy. This country is good to raise kids. It's lovely. Also, the corruption is controlled here. You don't buy your way in the system. Here, everyone has a right to access basic things. Auckland is the best place for me because I see so much diversity here. People suffer a lot where I'm originally come from. Children go to bed without meals. My aspiration is to support orphaned children in Sri Lanka. I want to help people who are unable to help themselves. I sometimes advise my children not to waste food. I say to them, if you have enough, get out of there and look for someone who needs food. We need to support one another, and one of my dreams is to support orphans in my country of origin. We need one another in our life. If I could summarize New Zealand in one sentence, I'd say it's the blessed country to live in. Wow. Thank you very much, Miss Nematullah. The story is really heart touching, and it does really touch my heart and also our listeners. If you want to read more of these stories, you can buy this book online from ARCC. Go to arcc.org.nz and then go to shop. Buy this book, or if you would like to get a direct link, go to bit.ly/30ARCC. I repeat again, bit.ly/30ARCC. Buy this book. At the moment, it's only costing about $35, which is only the printing, handling, and delivery fees we are putting in. Nothing else we are charging. This is officially published by ARCC. So we'll see you next week, and we'll read another story, because this will be a two-episode series. One is done today, and the next will be next week. So keep listening, Blend FM. This is your host, Asif Rajput Bhatti, signing off from Planet FM. Bye. Cheap dog, not a cheap dog.
cups in the backwoods smoke. Me and mom in the shack in the woods, bro. I was sleeping on the floor with the oven door open while I dreamt about the places that I would go. We'll go door to door all day. We'll begging them to lay up in their foyer. Yeah. I was sitting with the hookers in the motel hallway, waiting on a blind eye, dissing like it's Broadway. Now these matters looking like a fleet of foxes. Rat pack, chief of staff like Sinatra. Eat, drink, swing, nigga, that's the mantra. Better stand when I speak, nigga, fix your posture. Cheap, don't run, baby, where the papa? Wanted me to be a lawyer, engineer, doctor. The new godfather, keep your old mobsters. Matter of fact, you can keep your old Oscars. It's the mind never dies now. I'm on a yacht with a prince in Dubai now. I'm with the Dalai Lama's homies in the Sky Lounge. Cocktails got me loosening my tie now. They say a prophet never honored in his homeland. Numerals, long live the chief, nigga. Welcome to your funeral. It's my time, hit the gong out here. They gonna need to build a bigger wall out here. I live a different set of laws out here. Know my rights even when I'm in the wrong out here. Look what we did with one song out here. Like a locksmith opened every door out here. You're dealing with a king, not a Kong out here. You a pawn, but we can get along out here. You in my house acting too free, though. We know you foul, nigga, two free throws. Cheapy, cheapy in a new cheap cloak. I ain't even said a word, but my suit be spoke. I got a new agenda that I gotta carry through. When your father's enemies trying to bury you, and the royal family's trying to marry you. Long live the chief, nigga, welcome to your burial.
This night. Tell me why we gon' still win tonight. Breaking bread, we got everybody right. Chief, don't run. Chief, don't run.
There was a cat that really you was the man to please.
But he was a real prince when he had a girl to please. For the queen, he was no real deal. Though she heard the things he'd done, she believed he was a holy man.
For power became known to more and more people. The demands to do something about this outrageous man became louder and louder. Ignoring forever,
rise of an African sun. There's the soldiers and I'm treated, but it's me you are pointing a gun. I'm a British subject, not proud of it, while I carry the burden of shame. I'm a British subject, not proud of it, while I carry the burden of shame.
Show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5 on Planet FM 104.6
and on the web www.grantaudio.org.nz/resetterradio.